Yes, sir. What's good? What's going on, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV. We got a lot to talk about today. You already know it's about to get lit. There's a lot to say. There's a lot of exposing. There was a whole lot of shit going on. I'm with the gang.
Matchy.
Yes, sir.
Big Ed, Uncle Mike.
What's up? What's up?
And myself, CMO Sports.
Where do we begin?
Wild card recap.
Who's up first?
Divisional round preview.
Yep.
That's what today is. We ain't really going to get into the NBA like that.
Not much to talk about anyways, honestly. We're good.
Fuck them birds, though. I'll tell you that much. Fuck them boys. That's how I'll start it. I'll start this whole podcast like that.
What up, Dina? How we doing, baby? He says, go birds. Yeah, that's a tough one last night. That's a tough one to swallow, man. I mean, where do we want to begin in the collapse of the Philadelphia Eagles? Because quite frankly, it didn't just start last night, right? This wasn't something that became birthed necessarily overnight. We saw it adding up. The signs were kind of all over the place, all over the walls. What is the reason for this collapse?
They never recovered from that San Francisco beatdown.
Damn. Was that it?
No,
but
got exposed.
As a San Francisco fan, I could
That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
For the Eagles was that San Fran game. Yes, I'll give you that. They gave out the blueprint, but the real reason is it's because they straight up were not good to begin with in the first place.
Right.
They got really lucky on that 10-1 run.
They were
supposed to be a 6-5 team.
Yes.
Going into that Niners game, and people. Oh, we're 10-1, but they were getting lucky as fuck.
Motherfuckers
was dropping the
just
ball.
Like the Vikings from last year.
Yes, that's a great comparison. The Vikings from last year.
But the Vikings found a way to keep it going. These guys just got it punched in the mouth and could never recover.
Yes, the coaching staff is a very, very big issue. Sirianni
is it more
exposed.
So Sirianni or Brian Johnson?
It's a little bit of all.
Both. The head, it falls on the head coach. You got to be able to make adjustments.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Brian Johnson's calling all these bad plays. I mean, Sirianni, if you're a good coach, you can take over play calling.
Swift
right?
can run. Why? Swift can touch the ball. I would have had no problem handing the ball to Swift, making life easy on my quarterback. You got a good running back. Feed him the ball. He should have got 12 to 15 touches a game.
Now, how much of this little bit of stint do we put on Jalen Hurts? Is my question. How do we look at him differently after this second half of the NFL season? Is he no longer
he ain't elevate
the elite
nobody.
Quarterback?
No, he's not elite.
He ain't elevate
elite.
Nobody. Who did he elevate?
No one ever called him elite. That was only Eagles fans.
No,
he
was elite to some. I would say about 30% of
he had one
fans.
Good season.
Who did he elevate?
Nobody.
Yeah,
nobody,
one,
not many.
One good season.
He got his tush pushed.
And then you know shit was rocky last night when Tampa Bay stopped it.
Yeah,
you
that's
knew they was
knew
falling
something
on hard
was
time,
going,
bro.
Something was going down when the tush push isn't sliding. That's for sure.
Whoa, what the hell?
Listen.
Jalen Hurts had an all-around bad game. We saw Dallas on the sidelines ripping him to shreds. I mean, he just his poise and his composure is supposed to be number one. We were talking about it a little bit before the episode. Is Jalen Hurts' persona kind of in the way of him becoming a next-tier quarterback?
Yes, he always wants to be perceived as some deep, complex person. And the way he speaks, his tone, everything. Oh, it's just we got to do this. We're not committed. Nigga, you is not Socrates. Talk football. Talk football. I lost a lot of respect for him this season with his comments after games, his post-game interviews. He always tries to come off as if he's some deep, complex, hard-to-figure-out person. Nigga, talk football. We got our asses kicked. I got to be better. That's all you got to say. All that other deep thought shit. Oh, we're not this. We're not. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's part of it. Part of it is that he's not as good as a passer. He's not getting as good as play calls as he was getting last year.
Mm.
He's not getting helped by the refs.
Shane Steichen was actually
he's not getting
up.
His offensive play calling is not helping him. They have no imagination. It's like they're drawing up plays in the sand. Run the ball, take pressure off of Hurts. Run the ball and set stuff up off your run.
And I will say this is a very big key as to why the Eagles are not as good this year as they were last year, because I do believe they were a better team last year. Mm-hmm. The massive, massive number one contract in the NFL was signed this past offseason. And who signed it?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Right? $255 million, 51 a year till 2028. And you know how it goes when teams coming off of a Super Bowl run pay their quarterbacks. What happens right after? They got to cut
everybody.
A lot of good players.
A lot of good players got to go. So
Gardner Johnson, gone. A lot of Hargraves, gone.
Yeah, a lot of guys ended up getting
the defense was barbecue fucking chicken this year.
Shout out to James Bradbury.
And it showed last year.
Matt Jones, very first game, dotting him almost up for 300 yards.
Almost beat him. And almost beat him. Yep.
Yeah.
They should have known right there.
They were having some problems. That defense not the same.
Oh, 10-1, though.
They couldn't get to the quarterback. Their edge rushers didn't get home like last year.
Old. Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, y'all not it no more.
Old.
Sorry. Old, Jalen Carter, I haven't heard of you since week three, buddy.
He's been on milk cartons.
Okay? Bradbury, barbecue fucking chicken.
Done.
Darius Slay, you're too old.
He's hurt. He's done. He may not come back.
He's on the old whites DB team. I mean,
they have no
Maddox hurt.
No
their defense is ass, and they're overpaid, and they stink.
They're old.
It's time for a complete rebuild. The Eagles championship window is done. Cooked. It's over. AJ Brown is the fuck out of there.
So Devontae Smith will be gone too. Because
Devontae will probably stay.
Sources have told me Devontae Smith is seeking to be a number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Told you.
Sources.
He's leaving it at that.
After last night, I think he could be one.
Maybe he doesn't have to.
He is a number one wide receiver somewhere else. That's a fact. He's definitely a number one wide receiver.
He has the talent to do it. So the word was that with no AJ Brown, Devontae was going to come out and demand the ball.
And
even
he
if he wasn't 100%.
He ate last night.
And so now is going to be this game. When he comes asking for money, he's going to say, look, I was the only one that showed up in playoff game. That's right.
He has leverage.
Big Bake. Shout out Bake.
300 plus.
Yeah.
TDs. Like I said.
No ints, too. He did look pretty decisive yesterday.
Tampa
Bay drove me crazy with those 7-step drops. What are you doing? When they had opportunities to put daggers, to put them away.
They're not a good team.
They're not a good team either.
They got beat by a bad team.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're going to get smoked. Who do they play? The Niners?
No, they play Lions. No, that's a good game. That's a decent game.
Might be a shootout, bro.
The Lions' defense
is horrible.
The secondary, Baker Mayfield might be carving up. We might see Baker Mayfield in a conference.
Can y'all stop it with the Lions now? Can we stop with the Lions hate and finally give the Lions their flowers?
They're good.
They're good. They're good. But listen,
I've been saying the Lions.
Bro, the defense
from the very beginning of the year. I don't give a fuck. They're about to go to the NFC Championship game. I don't want to fucking hear it.
They will beat the Bucks.
They will beat the Bucks. The Rams are way better than the Bucks, bro.
Both defense.
Way better, bro. Stop.
Tampa's got a better defense than the Lions.
Than the Bucks, I think, too.
Yeah, but with a 10 times better offense.
Than the Rams, too. I think this is going to be the best offense, their defense, that they're facing.
They don't get that offense going, it might be
because Detroit tends to fade in the second half. They didn't put up 100 yards of offense in the second half of the game the other day.
Yeah,
they shoot their load early. Then after they hang on for dear life.
You didn't even get a good Mike Evans game yesterday either.
He dropped a touchdown. Yeah,
he did. Yep, a freebie. Honestly, though, you need to catch that if you're Mike Evans. You need that. We need a couple drops
on shots one down the left sideline too.
All right, before we move on to that,
shout out John McCaffrey.
I have to say, fuck YouTube and fuck TikTok.
Okay,
they tried to get me out of there for saying Baker was going to dot these niggas up.
He did indeed.
He dotted them up. They said I was a white man saying the N-word.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, they don't know.
That's on me.
I raised the brightness of the car.
I'm mixed.
My bad.
I'm mixed, and it's black. Winter.
You black.
It is winter.
You black. Your dad black as hell.
And my dad is blacker than damn near Ed.
And black as hell.
He might be blacker than Ed, my dad. I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to hear the fucking this white guy saying the N-word.
No.
I don't want to fucking hear it.
This is my uncle right here. He don't get no pass.
Fuck
he's
y'all.
Black. His name is Mosley. His father, George David Mosley. No better ask
throughout
about
the government.
Oh, no, yeah. No. We ain't doing that. No. We on the internet.
All right.
He got his own business, nigga. He out there. They know who he is.
Fuck wrong with y'all.
No, they know.
But, let's talk about you guys want to talk about the Texans game this past weekend?
All right. I want to say this is the definition of the real nigga Super Bowl right here. This is the Super Bowl of the real niggas. CJ Stroud versus Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
They should free R. Kelly and let him do the motherfucking national anthem. Just for this shit. Remix that bitch and everything.
Simulcast it from his cell.
It's going down, nigga. I'm telling you that right now. Woo, that's going
to
be a game.
Shout
bro,
the
look.
Texans, man. Look. Oh, my goodness.
All I've been saying is humbling experiences all year, right? A lot of humbling experiences. And I think there might be one more humbling experience to be had this weekend. Whether it is CJ Stroud upsetting Lamar Jackson or
Jordan Love
upsetting the Niners. Something is going to happen. Somebody is going to get humbled this weekend. I promise you.
Okay.
Somebody.
Okay.
So which game are we talking about? We're talking about the Ravens.
We're gonna start with Ravens Texans.
But first things first, the Texans absolutely demolished an insane Browns defense this past.
I told you.
Carved them up.
Told
CJ
you.
Stroud.
It was more unreal. About I think it was more you. About the I think it was more about the Texans defense.
That too. Yeah.
The Texans defense gave them opportunities, bro.
The Browns offense with the amount of interceptions that Joe Flacco was.
That's what it was.
Man.
It caught up to him.
Defense Joe, we were just vouching for you. We were just on here.
It caught up to him. If you keep giving it, you can't have a good defense and they're on the field the whole day. You keep giving that team opportunities. That's what happens. I don't care how good your defense is. If your offense can't sustain drives, they're eventually going to crack.
I thought the Browns were playing an elite level of football heading into
I was wrong there. About the Browns. I thought they were a lot better than what they were. But you know what? I never doubted CJ Stroud. I just thought the inexperience versus the experience, that was going to be the factor in this playoff game.
I think
game.
They're too young but to realize what's going on.
CJ Stroud is just
slinging it.
That good.
Yeah,
he has shown me that he is him. And I'm rocking with the Texans for the rest of the way.
Ohio State
I'm rocking with the Texans. The way he handled the Browns, a team I was very high on.
Yeah.
That makes me very high on CJ Stroud.
Yes. And he's
going into this game against the Ravens.
He's breaking that Ohio State myth too, man.
That Texas defense was stout against Joe Flacco. Two pick sixes.
It's not Lamar, though.
Two pick sixes.
It's not Lamar.
You're right. It's not Lamar. It isn't. And Lamar's going to get his. But don't be surprised, man. If CJ Stroud goes into Baltimore and carves these niggas up, number one defense in the NFL, don't be surprised.
We got to simmer down, man. We're living off the hype. In the moment, this is in the moment.
Is it?
But Stroud's been good.
He's been good all year.
That's cool, but
they don't got the tape yet. They don't got the formula on them yet.
Let's not forget, like, right now, CJ Stroud has played one better game than Lamar Jackson single-handedly has in the playoffs his entire NFL career in one game, bro.
Stop.
Lamar is not a playoff performer. He
hasn't been.
He hasn't been.
Injuries have kept him from being himself.
CJ Stroud's lone game is better than anything Lamar's put up.
True.
In the playoffs, yes.
Yeah.
Correct. But Lamar's a whole different
situation, bro.
It is.
He's not hurt.
I agree with that, too.
He's not hurt. And he has outside weapons. He has some outside weapons now that can threaten people.
I agree with that, too. I think the Ravens are a great team. I've been on the Ravens since the very beginning.
Your statement is true. He's done better than anything Lamar has done yet.
And they don't have the tape on Stroud yet. Yeah. They don't know how to stop. Nobody knows how to stop him yet. And that is a danger. I said this 8 weeks ago. I said they don't have the tape on Stroud. And a motherfucker that's hot, new, and never been figured out yet in the NFL is a very dangerous thing. I don't give a fuck if he's a rookie or not. Because guess what Patrick Mahomes did in his rookie year? Yeah. Guess what Tom Brady did in his rookie year?
Like Brock was before he came in. No one knew what to expect out of him. And he was making plays.
If Brock didn't get hurt against the Eagles, what have he had done?
Yeah.
Right?
So that is a true statement. They don't
have
the tape yet.
They don't got the formula on them.
They don't have enough tape on
them. And that's dangerous in the NFL. I promise.
And they're young, and they're not – They're not even old enough to realize what they're ahead of them. They're just saying, fuck it, we're going for it.
What's the predictions?
Got the Ravens.
I got the Ravens. But I think Texans will give them a good game. I think the Ravens will pull away late third. That's just my assumption.
What about you, Matt?
I think I'm going to take the Texans, honestly.
Fuck it, we ball! Left, do it, right, do it, left, do it. Jordan Stroud, bitch.
I said Jordan Stroud. CJ Stroud.
He's got his own dance, too. The squabble is tough. It's tough.
Uh-oh.
Baltimore by 7, says double R.
Landed on that.
I don't know. I mean, this. Don't get me wrong. This is going to be...
Yeah, on the moment. I respect it,
though. I respect their enthusiasm, right, but...
I respect it, but that Ravens defense is not the Browns defense at all. So, on any level, on any capacity, it's not the same.
I don't know about that.
And what they have in Baltimore's defense, they have a rangy safety. They have a rangy safety. So that helps a lot. You got a safety who can play up and then go back and play true center field.
And their linebacker.
No, the Ravens are awesome.
And their linebacker core.
Patrick Queens.
In the middle. In the middle. Roquan Smith and what's that in the middle?
Best linebacker in the NFL.
No. Stop it. Stop.
I just want all the Fred Warner fans. Fuck.
Yeah.
Twitched at that one.
The Niners fans think they have the best player at that particular position in every single level of the fucking game.
A lot of those we do.
Top three players, but you don't have the best player.
Who's better than Trent? Who's better than McCaffrey?
Andrew Thomas.
Who's better than Fred Warner?
It would be Roquan Smith. Anybody?
Nah, he can't move like him. He can't.
Cool, you'd be 1B.
All right, who else then? Other than those three,
they'll probably say McCaffrey too, right?
I would say McCaffrey.
Said McCaffrey, Trent, and
I would probably say Trent. That's it. Okay.
That's all we need. 3 out of 11 out of 22 spots. We got 3 of them. I'm okay with that.
You got 2 of them.
If we really want to talk stupid, I can start talking stupid.
No.
Let's preview who the Niners are going to be playing this next week, then.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
So, once again, you know, Jordan Love. Can we talk about Jordan Love first?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jordan Love first.
Segue.
Because he absolutely
crazy bag.
Dogged the Cowboys. A supposedly good defense, by the way,
But you can I say one thing?
Dogged them.
The Cowboys deserve what they got. Because if you can't stop the run and you're sitting back in 6 personnel with 6 DBs, they're just running the ball. They don't have to do nothing crazy. They can fall forward for 5 yards. You're sitting back with 6 DBs the whole game. With a 215-pound
metal
line. That's
a product of Jordan Love dotting them up, though. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be able to – they start the first
– back there
the
for
opening drive. The opening drive.
Dobbs, you're not saying Jordan wasn't stepping back in that pocket and
saying, we're saying this.
The opening
opened
drive.
Them up for the run.
The
Aaron Jones had 3 touchdowns for a reason.
They didn't open up with the run with the passing, did
they? They opened up with the pass.
They opened up with the running game.
They did run.
Pass. Bootleg. They had no answer for them up front.
Drive, that's what they did.
They had no answer for them up front. None. And they stayed in six DBs basically the entire game.
Oh. I thought you were talking about – never mind. I thought you're talking reverse, like 6 up front.
No, they had 6 DBs.
My bad.
And they had – they're undersized up front, they took advantage of it. Run right at Micah Parsons. Run right at him. He's undersized. He can't take on guards and tackles. Coming straight at him. And that's what they did. Run the ball. Even if you get 4 yards, that's positive. That's positive.
But I will say this. Aaron Jones had a great game, yes.
Jordan
Love had a great game. Romeo Doubs had a great game. The whole offense
played well.
Was very good.
That play action pass.
That was a perfect game.
Very good.
Running off that.
Aaron Jones be just cooking them consistently.
Yes. There's a bad matchup for them.
Look, this Green Bay offense is hot, man.
Yeah.
Now, I don't.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
They look good the other day. I'm not taking that from them. Down the stretch, they had some really, really, really ugly losses down the stretch. They lost to the Giants. They lost within the past month.
Was it? I thought they had a great second half of the season.
No, they did, but they lost down
a handful.
Jordan Love had some good stuff going on. But as a team, they lost to the Giants. They had another really bad loss with back to back.
Well, that defense isn't it isn't great. Also, and that's going to be the ultimate downfall, I think, in this game.
You know, I'm not taking that defense.
They're going to try and bend, not break, but I don't think they're going to be able to, you know,
compete. We have too many weapons
for four full quarters. I think the first half they might keep it, you know, within a touchdown, one possession game. But I think the second half is where the Niners.
We run the ball and play within ourselves. And if Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan has to run the ball. You have the best running, the best outside of Baltimore with their quarterback. We have the just pure run, turnaround, hand to a running back. We have the best offense just running as far as running the ball. Run the ball. Throw when necessary.
Yeah.
Throw. You don't have to go out and showcase Brock Purdy in your offense. If they can't stop the run, a la when we played Green Bay back in the day when Mostert went crazy, run the ball. If they can't stop the run, why would you put the ball in harm's way throwing just to showcase your offense? No, run the ball. Make them stop your run. If Brock runs the ball like a couple weeks ago with Buffalo, he only threw the ball 15 times because Dallas couldn't stop the run. So if we can have one of those games where Chris goes off for 150 and then the other back comes in and gives him 50 or 60 and we win by 8 to 10, 12, 14, I'm cool with that. Playoff. I don't care about points now. I just want to survive in advance. I want to survive in advance.
Well, I think this is going to be a hard-fought game no matter what. I don't think there's not. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I'm sorry. Why not? I really don't, because the Packers are hot.
And the Niners not?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
where did they lost y'all one lost, game? One.
And what game was that? That was game Baltimore. What? Seven. What week was that?
That's
2 weeks ago, right? Okay. Oh, so okay. Y'all not as hot as y'all think y'all are.
Bro, we lost one game.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Since but it was recent.
Okay, but then so did the point. So did Green Bay.
So did Green Bay. What are you talking about?
So did Green Bay. They lost two down the stretch.
Yeah, you can't.
They lost to your Giants and Dan, whatever, Vito, the hitman, whatever the fuck. What are you talking about?
Vito the hitman. Like,
come on. They lost to him. Mr. Cannoli. What are you talking about? The kid's doing good. I'm not knocking him. But don't just think the Niners,
I think the Niners win. I do think the Niners win. I'm 100%.
And the kid is good. I ain't taking nothing from that kid.
But I don't think, I'm not going to sit up here and say it's going to be a blowout.
I'm hoping it's not going to be a blowout.
I think
I'm hoping for a blowout, but
it's going to be close.
It may be closer than something.
I got Niners by 10, ultimately.
That, yeah. 10 points worth. Yeah, but it's going to be close all the way up into the fourth.
No.
I think so.
They don't have enough on defense.
Y'all will pull away when y'all experience.
Jair Alexander
overpowers their experience.
And their best corner is hurt.
He's not fully healthy. Yeah.
He wasn't fully healthy last week.
Yeah.
And he got a pick six. So
the 49ers lose. Ed is done for.
He's not playing.
He is done for if motherfuckers do lose.
We're not going to lose.
We ain't Dallas. We ain't Dallas.
Y'all not Dallas. So sad, man.
So what are we going to do about Dallas here? Because who's out?
They need to blow that thing up.
Who's out?
Don't
Jerry Jones need to just turn.
Don't extend that.
Jerry Jones just needs to go be in the booth and stay in the booth. Get somebody to run the show because he ain't doing it. He has his handprints on too much. You're the owner. I get it. But let the football people do football things. Dak Prescott has got to go. He's proven he can't win.
He's been holding y'all hostage for 12 years.
He can't. He's proven he can't win when counted on. You got a home team, a home game, and you haven't lost in two seasons at home, and that's the egg you lay.
Dak, actually.
So – I think Dak is actually going to stay, but I think McCarthy is going
to
go.
McCarthy's they're about gone. To pay Dak. They're bringing they're in Bill
pay,
Belichick.
They're about to pay
my hot take.
They're about to pay McCarthy's. I mean, Dak $60 million, bro.
Stupid.
They are.
That's stupid.
I ain't no and fucking
and that's
way.
What John Jones
know
does.
The thing though, like you can't. They don't have a middle ground there. Like they don't have a choice because it's either you completely rebuild, or you pay.
And
Dak
they have a good roster.
That's exactly. You don't want to start it over.
Your quarterback can't win big games. He proved that.
Look,
I agree.
I don't think they'll never make it to the Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. It's never going to happen.
The conference championship.
But he's a damn good regular season quarterback. He really is. Bro, and that's going to save him every fucking time with Jerry Jones.
But that's 8 years in a row.
But we all know who Jerry Jones is. He's going to pay the people that put people in his stadium. But who are the number one sellers for the Cowboys? Trayvon Diggs, who he just paid. Micah Parsons, who he just paid. And guess who else? Dak Prescott.
There's nothing even to talk about.
Fuck it. Unleash Trey Lance. Fuck it. Burn the whole thing down and let Trey Lance start.
Why not?
Why not? Why at not? This point?
You can't get no worse than what it got the other day.
And you just paid Pollard. Now he's kind of sitting on an egg. I mean,
it's every all time bad. He pays somebody, they always
that's
fuck it
Zeke
up.
That's what Zeke did to him.
Every time
got
Zeke
his money and got fat.
Yep.
Yep.
Got his money and got fat.
Colin Kaepernick.
It is a terrible organization.
Well, stop it.
It is a terrible organization. That's what it comes down to.
Oh yeah, they are
the same quarterback
and,
is doing
and
the
for
same
years,
shit
you
every
got
playoff.
The, you have the team. Right. They go over the coach's head when they have problems. They go over the coach's head. They go to the owner, and he comes in and fixes whatever. They don't. They have no respect for the head coach. They get on, say what they need to say in front of the camera. But whenever they have a fucking problem, they go past the head coach to the owner, and he pacifies everything. And that's not good when you got guys overstepping the head coach because they don't like shit that's going on. That's not, they've been doing that for years because Dez Bryant never listened to Jason.
Okay,
Garrett.
What did Brock Purdy have?
What do you mean?
This comment here says, touching back on that Niners game, Jordan Love has something like 23 touchdowns in his last 8 games with 1 turnover. It would take a fool to think the Packers don't stand a chance.
No one said they didn't stand a chance. Are you not listening?
It's just confidence, I think. The Niners are.
Are you not listening? They're the better team, and you know they're. Everyone picks them by 10 for a reason. They're a better team. No one's saying that they're going to come blow them out, but they're a better team. They should win.
Jerry Jones almost like embodies as a team and owner exactly like what sports Hollywood is, right? He runs his team like it's Hollywood. That's
their downfall.
That is. And that's the reason they can't get good. Because, like, what are the odds that that's ever actually going to be the best product on the football field? It's never.
Jerry Jones reminds me of like a little bit more competent version of James Dolan.
Yeah, I was about to just say that. But Jerry Jones.
But James Dolan, when he actually had his hands in things.
Yeah.
Because once James Dolan let the Knicks go, it's been nothing but up since. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones, like you said, Uncle, he needs to stop putting his hands into things. He needs to hire a football guy that really knows his shit. And let him just
step
do
back, like,
just let him cook
like old boy in New England.
Honestly, like the Giants did with Joe Shane. John Mara hired Joe Shane and then let him rebuild the roster.
Yeah,
and said,
just step back like
do.
Kraft does. He Kraft signs the checks and get the hell out of the way.
Yeah,
you gotta get the fuck out the way, man. As an owner, you're an owner for a reason. You're the guy with the money. You're the sponsor. All right, let the professionals be professionals.
What up, Ghosto?
Yeah,
not gonna lie,
sure.
I really thought Dallas.
Where Ricky Contreras at? I just want to say hi to Ricky.
If you go to your local convenience store and check a milk carton, he might be on the back of it.
Where's Ricky Contreras? Like I said, do Eagle fans, I ain't gonna kick y'all when y'all down because some of y'all cools fuck to mess with and have a good time talking shit with
man,
y'all.
Fuck them.
But Ricky and Contreras, where you at, homie? You got the biggest, most disrespectful mouth on this page. Where you at? Where the fuck you at, Rick? You got all that slick Rick. Where you at?
Slick
all that
Rick.
Mouth.
Slick Rick, nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean,
all right, what's the next game?
Next game, yeah. I guess it's the Lions.
Detroit.
Right? Yeah.
Detroit and Tampa.
Yep. Gotta be Detroit and Tampa. I mean, does Tampa.
It's gonna be an entertaining game, I think.
Yeah, we're circling back around. I mean,
I think it's going to be a fun game.
I think it's going to be an entertaining
Tampa.
Game.
Two stinky secondaries, but honestly, Tampa Bay's defense isn't horrible. They looked solid yesterday.
Yeah, because that pass rush was getting home.
They were.
That pass rush was getting home, and even if when they wasn't getting home, they was making him move around. Mm-hmm. And Goff is nowhere near as mobile as Jalen Hurts. So I think that pressure may get to him a little bit, and when he gets pressured, he will give that ball up like a $2 whore, bro. He'll give it up.
I got the Lions by 10.
By 10? Really?
By 10. Bare minimum by 10.
What makes
it
you say that?
It might be by 14
they
plus.
They didn't even do that to the Rams.
What makes might you be think by that?
Like I said, the Rams are a way better team than the Bucks. The Bucks have been playing booty butt teams.
Yeah.
They barely escaped by Carolina. They are a team.
They beat them
that played the NFC South the whole season. Okay. Baker, look, like I said last week, I said you're going to have a great game. You're going to make it to the second round. It's going to further drive y'all loser ass niggas narratives that Baker Mayfield is somehow an elite quarterback.
Who said
whatever
the
fuck. Comeback player of the year. Whatever the fuck y'all want to say that.
Who said he was a comeback player of the year?
He's ass. And this game, He still might actually. He's going to have a pretty good game this game, too, because the Lions are terrible.
They're secondary.
He has a nice little cakewalk going for him right now. But the Lions are going to win the game. They're going to overpower Baker. Goff is him.
Hold up.
Are you stupid?
Okay. I think Tampa's
Goff is him, and he's slept on. He's very slept on. And Goff has got a fucking chip on his shoulder, and it's revenge tour for Goff, man.
I think
he just started with the Rams, and now he's about to kick the Bucks ass, nigga. I'm telling you, bro.
What you got in here, man?
Bro, don't worry about what I got in there, man.
He didn't do nothing the second half of the game.
That's cool. That's fine. Guess what?
I think the Tampa has better defense.
Lions
than,
win that game and go to the NFC Championship, man.
That may be possible, yes, but the Bucks have better defense than
by
Rams.
10. By 10.
No.
10 plus.
I'm not going to lie, though. Even if the Lions do win,
golf 300-yard game.
This is a pretty easy two touchdowns. To the NFC Championship. Big 350. I can't lie.
And whoever wins this game will probably lose to the Niners.
That's what I mean.
By a significant margin.
This route but is not very
this,
good.
This part of the NFC bracket is dog shit. But I do think the Lions are the best team in that part of the bracket. I do.
In what aspect? Just offensively, right?
Yes, they had that good of an offense.
But you
bro.
Don't think the Bucks defense can stand up with
no.
them?
No,
the Bucks
I don't.
Defense.
I don't.
Rams defense did.
They put up 24 on the Rams, and the Rams defense is not as bad as advertised. Like, what are y'all talking
their
about?
Their defense not as good as the Bucks.
One of the best defensive players
that's
in the league.
One guy.
That's one guy, bro.
Okay, cool.
That's one guy.
Secondary is some barbecue.
Bro, listen.
And you can scheme around him.
We gonna see. All right.
I'm just saying.
If
no,
the Bucks defense.
The Lions made
that you guys are talking about.
The Lions just may win the game, but I think the Bucks defense is better than the Rams.
Man, I got the Bucks, man.
They show up sometimes. Facts. They have identities on that defense. That's.
Man,
that's
I got
it.
The Lions, man. Easy. 10 plus points.
Not gonna be. Easy. They barely got out of it. With the Rams, bro.
I'm that's, saying 20.
The had to hold on for dear life against the Rams. They scored 3 points in the second half.
It's fun.
24-21 Lions.
That may be true.
What was it?
24-21 Lions. But I don't think we're sitting here like
31-21 Lions.
I don't think we're sitting here like, oh, the Lions went crazy or Baker like shit the bed. It's going to be a close game.
31-21 Lions.
Don't let it be like 3 weeks in a row you're wrong about Baker.
If it's three, yeah, that could get
how
scared.
Was I wrong about Baker last week? I said he was going to win.
No.
And I said he was going to dot the Eagles up, and that's what he did.
Passive aggressive hate, though.
Like, yeah, I told him he's a bum, but guess what? I know what he's going to do. I know he's going to have a good – he's going to have over 250 in this game, too.
Just hate.
But he's going to lose.
I'd rather you just hate than passive aggressive hate.
No, that's how I love to hate. That's my favorite way of hating is passive aggressive hating. I like to take you through a roller coaster ride through my hate, bitch. I want you to get happy then pissed immediately after. That's how you get more mad is when you hype him up real quick. And then you just fucking hit him with
So if Baker Mayfield comes out and takes his team to the NFC Championship game, what are we going to be hearing next week?
I was wrong.
Is Baker hit like Big
I'm not
going
to say him. I'm not going to say he's him, but
I'm going to say I was wrong about the Buccaneers team as a whole.
I was going to say, are the Lions
like
then
Nick
fraudulent?
Wright not want to give out no credit to Big, man.
No, I'm not. Never. Mm. I've seen what his career was before this.
Mm.
It was dog shit.
Poor coaching.
This is the best sports channel. Just had to say that. We appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you for
peace,
that.
Peace.
That's love.
Thank you.
You guys want to move on to the other AFC matchup? Because this one's pretty hot. We could talk about
Buffalo,
yesterday's
Kansas
game
City.
As well.
Yeah, that's going to be a game,
that's
too, man.
Gonna
Patrick
be,
Mahomes'
gonna be
first
a game,
road.
Bro. Them boys, they didn't drop a pass. Only one who dropped a pass the other day was Kelsey. Everybody else caught everything.
That's true.
That's dangerous.
Bills by 10.
Bills by 10?
I don't even like the Bills. Bills by 10. Josh Allen. I don't know what got into Josh Allen all of a sudden, but
oh brother,
he was going crazy.
That fake slide was that tough?
We can't do that.
Stop. That's pretty illegal too.
Those guys let up and then you keep going on them.
Yeah,
but look, you already know how I feel about Josh Allen. I think he's a dog. I think he's an elite quarterback. Like I've been saying for this whole year, he's an elite quarterback, and he always will be until he retires or until he's washed. But he's definitely not washed right now. I promise you that. He's right up there with Burrow. He's right up there with motherfucking all of them. Yes, he is. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the reality check that you faced yesterday.
He's good. But I think he's very good. I think he's very good. But I don't think he's not up there with Burrow. He's definitely up there, not up there with Pat.
This is a legacy game.
No, this is the
legacy.
He's living off the game. He's living off that Kansas City game from a couple years ago. That's what he's living off.
And well, guess what? And this is the second chance right here. And he might just fuck around and do it. But I do got Patty in this. Sorry. I got Patty in this. You already know why.
You set him up just to let him down.
Passive aggressive hate. You see how I do it.
The Swifties prevail. Is that all?
Yes, bro. They look, there's a reason the Chiefs have been on ESPN every single day for the whole year over the past. Motherfucker, I saw more highlights on ESPN this weekend of fucking Taylor Swift and Donna Kelsey doing the swag surf. The wag surf, actually. The white ass girl surf. Mm-hmm. they did the wag surf.
That's racist, bad, that's racist, bro.
White ass girls surf. Then I saw the actual fucking highlights of the actual fucking game. And that's a fact. And I'm sick of it. But guess what? They're going to do it some more.
Whitewater.
And it's going to be so dramatic, this game. This game is going to be damn near as dramatic as the motherfucking time where Mahomes came back with 13
Yo,
seconds.
What's the name?
It's going to be just as dramatic. Buffalo, I promise you.
Buffalo's got to have the ball in their hand at the end, toward the end. They can't let Patrick
and
have
it. It's not going to happen. They're going to fuck up. They're going to give him a minute. And Patrick Mahomes game winning either field goal or touchdown drive. And that's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go. And we're going to see a Patrick Mahomes, the number one guy, versus the new guy coming through, CJ Stroud, in the AFC Championship game. And that's going to be a motherfucking game.
You got them getting past Baltimore, huh?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I wish you were this confident last week, bro.
About who?
Texans.
Well, I fuck with the Texans, but
the Browns
originally. But the Browns, I was hype on the Browns. I can't lie.
Taylor Swift single-handedly ruining football for me. Yeah, she's not. She's her.
Bro,
it's all bad.
I don't care that much.
And it might just be another Chiefs Super Bowl, bro. Like,
muted words, Taylor Swift. You know all those on every app. Every app.
Look, I'm tired of Taylor Swift too, guys. But guess what?
Got to beat them. Make her stay home.
The NFL is going to do whatever it takes.
Get some ratings.
Whatever it takes to see them motherfucking Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And guess who else is going to do whatever it takes? The best quarterback in the fucking league, Patrick Mahomes. I didn't even see Tony on the field last week. Mm-mm. They're not fucking around anymore. They were fucking around the past couple.
Trying to figure it out.
The end of the season. They're going to come and play, bro. I promise you that, and they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
So the Chiefs win this week.
Chiefs win.
Bills by two.
By 1 point, the Chiefs will win.
I think the Bills get through. I think it's the Bills or Ravens in the.
My predictions haven't been wrong yet. I'm going to say the Bills.
I say Bills, Ravens in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
I say Bills as well.
Bills, Ravens.
I do get the Swiftie, all that, you know, but I'm going Bills. I think this is Josh Allen's game, and I'm gonna say Bills Ravens in the AFC Championship.
I'm going Chiefs Texans, and I'm going
Bills Texans
Niners Lions, as the
Niners Lions. Mm.
That's it. That's the four, and I'm gonna make a parlay on it too. I promise you, all money line.
Going Bucks Niners.
Smacking. I promise you.
Bucks Niners.
Niners.
That's what you want. I know.
Even if we saw the Lions, we're gonna.
We're gonna win. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke them.
I'm not worried about the Lions right now. I just want to get past Green Bay, and then we'll talk about whoever. That's how I'm taking it. One game at a time.
I'm a wild motherfucker, man. What can I say?
You got none.
Newsflash.
That we didn't get to discuss was the Miami and the Kansas City game.
Miami just sucks.
I was gonna say, we talked about Kansas City.
The whole team sucks. They can't play in under 40 degree weather.
Can't stay healthy.
The play calling is atrocious. They everything is thrown up to Tyreek and pray.
Take Tyreek Hill off of that Dolphins team. What's left?
Nothing.
Mike McDaniel's in the red zone.
Mike McDaniel is another one who tries to come off as some cerebral dude. You ever hear him fucking talk?
And then he's ripping the dab pen in the locker room.
He's ridiculous.
I fuck with Mike McDaniels.
I like Mike McDaniels. He looks like a fucking Walmart brand fucking locker.
No, he looks like a pedo. He's fucking crazy looking.
That's
weird.
That's crazy.
Weird looking.
What?
He looks crazy, creepy.
He's burnt out. That's for sure.
Yeah, he looks fucking creepy to me. And he tries to talk like he's so cerebral and he sounds
like Mike McDaniels is a cool ass dude and he is a very smart smart play caller, guys.
You can't be a cool guy in the playoffs. I'm sorry.
He's a vibes guy. That's it. That's Mike McDaniels strictly vibes.
I think that's his downfall.
When it's 80 degrees
cool
in Miami, he's good.
He's a little too personable and he's not willing to fucking pause digging some ass when you fuck up, you know?
Yeah. He may not be tough enough on those players.
Yeah.
Where else Tyrese?
Tyrese. That's who they got. This passing. Shit. That's who Tyrese they put out there. I mean, yeah, nah. And what do we say about Tua at this point? Is Tua like?
I give him another year, but he's a vegetable.
He's not good. Yeah, he can't throw the like. Downfall is what everybody always thought it was going to be.
He's a vegetable.
Against good teams, he's not him.
Yeah,
but he has his games where he's fucking lights out.
They abandon the run sometimes.
How much of that is
to try those? A
lot of it is he's
Raheem
throwing the ball.
Mostly stays hurt, so that's why they can't really run the ball.
No, they had the other back.
AJ is good too, man. They have a good team. They have a good team. It's just
how big is he?
Tua,
he's little. When I seen him, he's like 6'2". When I seen him at the Ravens game, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's little as shit.
Oh, he was 6'2".
6'1".
He's like a little. Like he's
oh, he's not thick.
He's not like Raheem. Like Raheem's big as footballs. He's big. So
all right, my question for you guys now is: a lot of people are saying the weather and how cold it was is a big contributing factor because obviously they're from Miami. How do you even solve an issue like that of being able to play in
they
the
can
cold?
Play football.
They play in Miami, but don't forget though you got players from all over the country. Yeah. That's what they keep forgetting. The people play, they get comfortable in Miami. I get that. But most of those guys are from all over the country. So they've played in bad.
I'm going to tell you this. They have the number one advantage in the NFL in the first 2 months of the season when they're home.
Yes.
So guess what? You know what that comes with? You're going to be dog shit
later on
in the playoffs when it's fucking below 4 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what comes with it. You know what I'm saying?
Sit in the fucking sun.
Be better.
You got to play shitty teams. And bad weather teams and bad weather during the course of season. If you get a bad weather team coming to your house, that's not it. You got to be able to go on the road and play in some bad weather, some bad conditions.
Right, correct. They need to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. If they ever want to think of a chance of really getting far in the playoffs, they're going to have home field advantage the whole time. But guess what? What happened in week 18? They were home and they lost anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like.
They had flaws. That was it. At the end of the day, they got exposed for who they were.
Brady's from New England. He won championships. Yeah, but he also played in Michigan where it was 6 degrees. So
yeah, so. He's stamped. Yeah,
he's used to that cold shit.
And he's a California boy. He went to Michigan and did his thing. So
I think,
and he got a chip in the hot ass Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
so I mean, good. If you're a great player, you're gonna be able to play in fucking whatever conditions. Like that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami has, like I said, the number one advantage in the NFL when it comes to field advantage in September and October when they have the fucking sun beaming.
Beast the hell out of the other
team. Beaming on the other team and they're in the shade.
But that's okay.
That's fine. And they start off fucking 10-0, fucking 7-3 every fucking year because of it.
Then get punched
when
they're
decent.
Then get punched in the mouth.
And then December rolls around.
And they change.
They go up to fucking New England in December to go up to fucking Buffalo or the Jets.
And get punched in the
and
mouth.
And get fucking cooked.
Yep.
They're the AFC.
We need, and you know what we also need? We need divisional realignment, bro. Why is the Cowboys in the NFC East?
It's good for the rivalry.
Why?
That's
look,
the only reason
I don't want them to leave the NFC East.
So.
But like, why? Why are we doing this?
Because
it don't even make sense.
They were there from the beginning.
Why
Everybody
is the Dolphins
is-
in the NFC East? They should be in AFC South. They should be in the AFC South, though.
So who's going to go? Who's going to boot out of the AFC South?
I don't know. I'm not thinking about all that right now.
Panthers are closer to y'all.
Yeah, the Panthers would be closer.
That division would be shitty.
Dolphins would dominate.
It would even out eventually, though.
But the Dolphins would dominate that. they were in the AFC South.
All that would even out eventually, but it would take away some big rivalries. Like I said, Dallas.
Too big of a market in the rivalry game, I think.
They need that the America's team playing the number one market in the NFL and the Giants. You know what I'm saying? That's a huge
Giants, Philly,
money maker.
Washington, that metropolitan area.
Huge markets colliding, you know?
But they've always been there. The Cardinals were in the AFC and the NFC
East. The Cardinals were in the NFC East back in the day. And that's fucking crazy.
You can put the Bills there. The Bills need to get a fucking dome. That's what the fuck they need to do.
No, they need to build a dome. That's their advantage,
man.
That shit's horrible, bro.
That's their advantage.
What do they have, like 30 inches of snow?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, nah.
And the nerve of these motherfuckers to only give $20 an hour and some food to fucking shovel out 30 inches of snow? Motherfucker.
Should have had flame.
Back in my day, we was charging $100 a driveway in Holiday City. All right?
10 scoops, you're out of there.
And we was out of there quick. 20 minutes of fucking driveway. Right?
Yep, two guys.
And you charge it. You try to charge just because of Fanatics, motherfucking $20 in a fucking Frank to eat a Frank. Motherfucker.
Some buffalo wings.
Some buffalo wings from Buffalo, motherfucker. A Brontosaurus burger, bitch. No, fuck out of here. Give them boys $50 an hour. I bet you the whole city of Buffalo would have been in that motherfucker scooping that motherfucking snow up.
Yeah, they would have played that day.
They would have played that motherfucking day. They would charge $50 an hour.
Bill Belichick.
What do you think next job?
Falcons.
Dallas.
Cowboys. Fuck! I hate it. Bill Belichick's going to the Cowboys. It's such a Jerry move.
But
is it not?
Jerry's got to step back, let him do his thing.
That's going to be part of the deal. And that's
you got to step back and let it, like you said, let him bring in
and that
his
might
players.
Be the deal breaker.
Yep.
I wish he would just sit down. But there's Atlanta makes no sense to me. I don't know why.
No, they don't have enough talent. Interviewed
him. I know.
They're going to give him the bread. They're going to give him the bread. They're going to give him the bread.
They have no quarterback.
That's very solvable this offseason. There's a lot of quarterbacks to choose from.
The last time they had to pick a quarterback, they picked Mac Jones.
In the third round?
They picked Mac Jones in the first round.
First round?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. But that was late first round.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was like the 20s.
No, Mac Jones was like number 12. The last quarterback picked in that thing was what's the name?
Mac Jones?
Was the guy from Chicago.
Justin Fields?
Yeah. He went after. He was Mac Jones went like third.
Chargers? I think Chargers is Harbaugh's job. Washington.
If I was Harbaugh, I'd say. All right. Mac, if I was.
That's fucking crazy.
Fuck Harbaugh.
Oh, number 15. Yeah.
Fuck him. I hate him.
Harbaugh? He went 15, right?
Yeah, I hate
15. Damn. That's still crazy, honestly. Mac Jones is ass.
He threw the ball three times instead of running fucking Frank Gore that day.
Yeah, on a 6-yard line.
Frank Gore!
He ran him one time.
I don't want to think about it.
He ran the first one was to fucking LaMichael James, then three passes to fucking faggot ass. What's the name?
Crabtree.
Yeah. Let that motherfucker snatch his chain. He ain't do nothing.
I had Corey yelling in my face.
Oh, that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I really think Belichick goes to the Cowboys. It's really something Jerry Jones would absolutely fucking do. It's something that he would absolutely do. 100%.
Belichick the power, though. That's
100%.
If he goes to the Dallas,
I think he would.
And he brings you think he's going to bring McDaniels back with him as a coordinator?
Possible. I mean, that's possible. There's possibilities.
Yeah, Quinn is on the.
And I would bring in Vrabel as my D coordinator if I were him. Vrabel as my D coordinator.
Vrabel is his DC.
That makes sense why their defense is so trash because Dan Quinn was their fucking DC. I understand that.
Oh, yeah. He ain't been it.
Yeah, been since that Super Bowl.
And even then, look where they ended up. He blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow that was Shanahan's
one. If I were him, if I can get Belichick, then Belichick pick up Vrabel as his defensive coordinator.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I'm not happy. I won't be happy about it.
That would be okay.
But Dak's the quarterback, dude.
You don't know.
Take the ball out of Dak's hands, bro. He ain't scared.
Yeah,
to run
he
the
might
ball.
Get his own guy.
He ain't scared to run the ball though, bro. He's not afraid.
Paul's too little.
Does Vrabel go back down to a DC or does he stay as a head coach somewhere? Does somebody else?
I think if he went with Bill, if Bill asked him to come on, I think he would. If there's no good jobs out there,
I agree.
If there are no jobs out there for him,
that's the only instance in which I'd be okay stepping down, especially as a guy like Vrabel.
You go back to your old coach.
Yeah.
Where's your DC go?
That's a good question. He just had an interview with
would take
St. John Vianney.
No. I forget. He just had an interview.
He just
had a I think with the Cardinals or the Dolphins or some shit.
Yeah, your defense popping.
Now, what's the situation with the Cardinals? What now? Is that an inviting job situation going over there?
Yeah, we have six candidates going on over there. Jaguars interviewed Wink Martindale.
That's for a coordinator job
for DC. Yeah, for DC under Doug Peterson. That would be a good move.
Can I let me get back to go back to Philly? Do you think it was a good idea for them to get rid of Peterson when they did, coming off a Super Bowl?
Absolutely not. They
think that haunts them.
They shouldn't have got rid of him. They shouldn't have got rid of Andy Reid either. But
his time was up, man. He put in some. It was time for him to move on.
I guess so.
What do you want a Super Bowl like?
And right then they that? Fucked up and hired Chip Kelly and gave him all the power.
Shit, man.
Fucked their whole. Sent him back for 5 years.
Yeah. I knew he was trash when he got rid of Shady out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I
knew Sean Jackson. Yeah.
Jeremy Macklin cleaned house. All those guys.
Yeah. Got rid of all of them.
Running that college.
Then they had to rebuild it completely over again. And they finally got Peterson, and they won a Super Bowl with him, and they fucking let him go like a dumbass.
Man, that was dumb.
Sirianni's ass. And he's gotten exposed, like I said.
See ya.
I think they keep him, though. I think they keep him. I think they're going to fire Brian Johnson and the fucking DC.
They're the scapegoat, yeah.
And Roseman is going to select the coaches this time, not dumbass Sirianni. All right? And Sirianni is probably going to fuck it up again. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
But he doesn't. It's as if he doesn't have any input.
I hope he keeps him a purgatory.
It's as if he has no input on what they do because nothing changed. Nothing changed under his watch this year. When they were going through struggles, they made no adjustments. They didn't come out new look, nothing. You know, and none of us are coaches or anything like that. But we all know, run the ball. Run the ball. You got people screaming, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. You got a decent back in Swift. He would touch the ball 12 to 15 times if I was a coach. Then you set up your play action. Take little fucking heat off of Jalen Hurts. Run the ball.
Hey, man, but they beat the Chiefs this year, so.
That's all that matters, right? That was their Super Bowl.
That was their Super Bowl.
They beat the Chiefs and Buffalo.
Yeah, he got to yell down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Gross activity.
Yeah. Once he did that, I was just like.
One thing I did see the Giants did interview this guy, Denard Wilson, who is the Ravens defensive back coach.
Okay.
I like that. I would like that.
As long as he's not
good pedigree.
I would like that.
As long as he's not a special teams.
Now, what position they hiring him for?
All right.
Defensive coordinator.
Coordinator? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that. But there's a lot of others, very suspect candidates that they're
to the Giants.
But they're doing the Chargers, like, DC, they're interviewing.
I mean, Antonio Pierce is the main guy that they want.
I would love Antonio Pierce, but you already know the Raiders.
The
Raiders players are not playing around with that motherfucker. Well, they're not letting him go.
One trend I don't like, and if a team is doing well, and teams come in and poach their coordinators, all this and that. Steve Wilks, who's our coordinator, and I like, but I don't think he's ready to be a head coach.
Yeah, nah.
But you got teams wanting to interview him for a head coach position. He's not ready. And that's how these guys get thrown into the fire too soon. They're not really ready.
Yeah, because people attribute team success to what they've.
Oh, Steve Wilks came into a great position.
Yeah.
He didn't build nothing.
Another fact about Mr. Denard, he was Philly's defensive back coach last year. And Baltimore's defensive back coach this year. Philly had a really good defensive back display last year.
A lot of that came off of that pass rush. That pass rush.
Baltimore was barbecue chicken last year. He goes over to Baltimore. Now they're the number one defensive backs in the league. Yeah. I want Denard Wilson for the Giants DC.
Okay,
I'll take that. I'll co-sign that. But what else? Anything else?
That's all the games.
Where y'all watching the game at? We should get together somewhere Saturday. We should go to
DJing.
Oh, yeah, I'm DJing.
What are you DJing at night?
Nah, baby shower.
What time is it?
No, I'm saying the game's at night.
The game's at night.
I could probably pull up after. 15, right? Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Let's go to Stonefire.
Yeah. We could do that. We could possibly do Stonefire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, Stonefire.
The Niners game you're talking about?
Yeah.
On Saturday night?
Saturday evening, yeah. Hey, yo, fellas. I'm about to buy a house, boy. Unk about to buy a house.
Yes, let's go. Let's go. That's so huge.
Unk about to buy a house, so y'all that's can come huge. Over to my house and cut right, up a little
lit,
bit.
Lit, lit, lit. I love it.
You heard it here first.
I think that's going to wrap it up. I'm going
to... Yo, I don't think y'all seen the clip, man. Anthony Ezra called Kawhi the
old-ass nigga.
Kawhi Leonard.
That's funny.
At somebody, the free throw line, yeah, yo, somebody call ass nigga.
Nigga got me on here on the page a couple days ago. Call me old, so you know he got to get his nephew help him all his tech shit. You know he old. It's your mama, bitch. He killed me with that. I had to go intellectual on him. A lot of young people in the graveyard, yeah. Motherfucker.
All right, that wraps it up.
Hey, y'all have a good one. See y'all later.
Peace out, guys.
I'll see y'all next Tuesday. You already know.